Going over the wall, I'm Barry Diamond. NASCAR Chairman and CEO Brian France said league officials will allow an investigation involving driver Kurt Busch to run its course before responding or reacting to allegations of domestic assault, despite calls from a U.S. representative to park the former Premier Series champion. Kurt Busch, who won the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series title back in 2004, is under investigation by the Dover, Delaware Police Department for an allegation of assault filed November the 5th by Patricia Driscoll. Driscoll is Kurt Busch's former girlfriend and president of the Armed Forces Foundation, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, a Democrat from California, has contacted NASCAR officials as well as officials with Stewart Haas Racing, the team for which Kurt Busch drives. They asked that if Kurt Busch would be suspended for the remainder of the season, which of course wrapped up this past weekend in Homestead Miami Speedway. But that did not happen. CEO Brian France said that he had not spoken with Kurt Busch, although there have been conversations between officials of the sanctioning body and the driver. That a member of Congress has spoken out about NASCAR's lack of action, he said, is not cause for alarm. And in other news, Chase Elliott has not turned 19 years of age yet, and the Nationwide Series champion already could be ready for a Sprint Cup ride. Even Rick Hendrick, who has Elliott under contract, thinks in some ways Elliott was ready to run at least some Cup races before he earned his first Nationwide win back in April. But Hendrick has no room to put Elliott in a Cup car for 2015, and he knows that for a young driver, defending the Nationwide title wouldn't be a bad thing. So expect Chase Elliott, who turns 19 years of age later this month, to run a full season for Junior Motorsports next season as part of the original two-year deal with sponsor Napa Auto Parts. He also could run a select number of Cup events, a maximum of 7, with Hendrick Motorsports, but no limit if Hendrick allows him to run for another organization. The big question is where Elliott will race in 2016. Casey Kane's contract is up after 2015. Jeff Gordon has not said when he will retire, and there is sponsorship signed on to his car through 2016. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jimmy Johnson, they're not going anywhere. So it will be interesting to see if Chase Elliott does well next year in 2015. He's going to be forcing Rick Hendrick to do something with him in 2016. I'm Barry Diamond, going over the wall.